Welcome to the Flathead Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. Hello, friends. My name is Justin Mecha. I trust you're having a fantastic, beautiful weekend. Ooh, Easter weekend. So that's a good time for families to get together and friends to gather and, well, just a good time to kind of relax maybe a little bit. And as a result, in the theme of relaxation, I'm going to relax just for a moment. From our awesome series that has been just too hard to even stop. And that is what's new and developing in the Flathead. And for those of you who just are just jumping in, grabbing this show, perhaps by passing by and thinking, I didn't know they had a real estate show on the radio. Yes, we do. And we've had one for over 3 years now. And in case you want to go back in time a little bit, well, Matt has built this awesome website called kjjr.com. You built it, right, Matt? Just like Al Gore made the internet, right? The two of you guys, same time, I think it was. And you can go to kjjr.com and you can go back in time. You can actually check out some of the old way back shows, or you can just go back and catch up on this series, what's new and developing in the Flathead. Because I got to be honest with you, it's a great series. We've got people from all different walks and different channels and different angles coming to the table to discuss what's shaken up. And of course, the rest of us know there's a lot of stuff shaken up in the valley. It's kind of obvious. The, you know, skyline is changing a little bit. The horizon is changing a little bit. The roads are changing a little bit. And I'm not saying change is always good. However, we're talking about it, and we're talking about it with a positive flair, because ultimately at the end of the day, we just want to do this thing really well together. And the more we talk about it, the better the chance we have at that. So that being said, doing things well are my great sponsors. Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. So friends, yes, taking a little bit of a break from what's new and developing in the Flathead, because I wanted to discuss something that is oftentimes heavy, yet regardless of its weight, it's very important. And that is the Fair Housing Approach, or better yet, the Fair Housing Act. Now, my intention behind the next few minutes here is to just bring to light to you, consumer, what your trusted advisor called a realtor goes by or uses as a metric to engage their conversation, dictate their contract writing, really ultimately dictate the manner of which they conduct their business. That's because all of the agents that become realtors swear by a code of ethics and are also bound by the Fair Housing Act. So just a brief 5-second history lesson. The Civil Rights Act of 1964 spawned a Fair Housing Act of 1968. And it's been discussed a few times. There's been some ratifications or amendments or let's just call them additional conversations since 1968. However, for the most part, and again, I'm not a lawyer and I'm not even talking to you as your realtor right now. What I am doing is opening up a conversation around what's important and why it's important to at least have a smidge of understanding about this. Fair Housing Act prohibits discrimination. It prohibits discrimination against several classes. Okay, so let's see. It prohibits discrimination against religion, national origin, race, sex, handicap, familial status. Let's break that down. That means that you as a realtor, or even you as a seller using a realtor, and that's oftentimes forgotten. When you engage in professional level of real estate, you're also agreeing to not discriminate. You're also agreeing to not say, well, yeah, I only want this kind of person buying my house or this kind of family buying my house. Because yes, while I understand in my tenure, 9 years now as a realtor, in my understanding, most people, I don't really know of anyone who intentionally wanted to discriminate. It usually happens by accident. And that's understandable because we're human. And you know what? It's natural to make accidents or to make messes. And that's, you know, why we have professionals to come clean up the messes. However, the point of my conversation here is to just enlighten us so that perhaps the accidents happen less. So let's give you an example. If you were to say something like, and I see this a lot, so hear me carefully, friends. I'm only nudging you, saying, be very careful. If you were to say something like, wow, this would be a great family home. And here's the problem with that. If you were to print that and say, boom, great family home, you're actually discriminating against those that may not have families. You know, someone in the audience, like, let's say it's Justin of 2000, gosh, I'd have to go back in time here, Matt, like 2005. 2004. Justin of 2004, single guy, right? And, you know, maybe I might get offended by that, saying, oh, great family. Well, what if I don't have a family? You know, and that's the point. Now, again, some of us probably thinking, well, okay, that seems to be a little bit obnoxious. And you know what? You probably have an argument there. Yet it doesn't change the fact that we're not supposed to be discriminating. We shouldn't be discriminating against people. You see, years and years ago, the America that we, this is why this country is so great, because we continue to have conversations around this stuff, because we have to admit that years and years and years ago, perhaps it wasn't quite as equal for people, or opportunity wasn't, the playing field wasn't as level. And you know what? We're not cool with that. Like, we need to have a conversation around making sure that we provide equal access and equal opportunity to others. And that's why these conversations come to the table. Can it get obnoxious? Yes, of course. Of course, everything can get obnoxious. And I'm not talking about making it obnoxious. I'm talking about making it reasonable. So I'm going to take us back in time a little bit further. However, let me take a quick break, and we're just going to relax and walk through fair housing, what that means as practice, what that means reasonably. My name is Justin Mecha. This is the Flathead Home Show. I trust you're having a great weekend. We'll be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-59.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
And we're back. My name is Justin Mecha. Welcome to the Flathead Home Show. For those of you who want to go back in time and take a look at, take a listen, probably a little easier to listen than look, at our past shows, kjjr.com, or if you'd like to engage with us, find us on Facebook at the Flathead Home Show. You can chime in with us this weekend in the studio. Of course, every weekend in the studio with me, Matt, my producer, and he's shaking his head saying, Justin, that's enough. I'm not the guy. You know what, friends? He is the guy. He's the magic behind this. He's the guy pushing all the right buttons. So let's jump right back into it though. We're having a relaxing conversation around fair housing. And I know some of my professional friends are like, there is no such thing as a relaxing conversation around fair housing, because it's pretty strict. And there's truth to that. However, the reason why it's pretty strict, and the reason why your trusted advisor, your realtor, engages in a professional manner with the lens of fair housing dictating their words and their actions, is because we do want to provide equal access to all and equal opportunity to all. The days of discriminating against a neighborhood or against a buyer or a seller, those are gone. Those need to be gone, because friends, what was happening years and years ago were things that we ended up calling blockbusting or steering. And it was an intention that I don't like sharing, because I don't like imagining that people used to do this, yet we did. And the reason why I'm talking about it is so that going forward, we know why we take these actions. And what they were doing in the past was, you know, navigating a certain demographic to one part of the community as opposed to the other part of the community. The proverbial railroad, like across the tracks is all those people, and we don't associate with those people. And across the tracks are these people, and we'd like to be a part of these people. And that's wrong. So we drew the line and we said, you know what, we're not going to have this. And this is why actually engaging with a realtor at your next real estate opportunity is so imperative and important, because they have the large picture in mind. What is the large picture? Equal opportunity, equal access to all. Because you know what, America operates a lot better when we're all getting along. And it starts right here. So that's why. I mean, here we are, waving my flag, getting all patriotic about the Fair Housing Act. I want to bring attention to, because I'll admit, sometimes I see this stuff or read about this stuff, I'm like, oh, the Fair Housing Act of 1968, that was so long ago. That doesn't even apply today. And you know what? Quite honestly, Mythbuster time. There was a picture of a gentleman holding a cardboard sign. And I caught this on social media. And the reason behind this show this weekend, even though this happened probably about a year ago, I caught this on social media and I decided to jump in. I jumped into the pool so that I could start swimming along the conversation. And I don't usually do that. However, this time I did. And what was going on was he was holding a cardboard sign and that read something along the lines of, "I'm just a guy with a family and a couple of kids looking to buy a home. You know, hey, seller, would you please sell? And I'm pre-qualified. Would you please sell to me?" And I, you know, and for the most part, and actually a lot of the responses were very favorable. Like, wow, that's a bold move. And he's absolutely right. There are a lot of people out there with kids and they don't have homes and need homes and need sellers to sell them these homes and da, 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 right? And I just kindly said, you know what? Any realtor picking that person up as a client is actually dangerously violating fair housing. And a couple of people asked me, like, whoa, what do you mean? How? How are they violating fair housing? They're not discriminating against them. And that's true. They're not discriminating against that person. However, they're discriminating against the others. You see, we need to operate in a manner where we build opportunity for all. And yeah, while we could argue things like, well, I listed my house for sale and there was like 15 offers on the table within 3 hours. And that's probably more true than not. That's why it's more important now for you to align yourself with a trusted advisor, a realtor who is using the lens of fair housing as a metric to dictate the next actions, because you don't want to get slapped with that lawsuit. That one is painful, probably even more painful than the do not call registry. I did say probably, I don't know, I'm not a lawyer. However, I know that that could be painful too. So friends, you see, these are why we have these lenses. These are why we have these conversations. And if you'd like to learn more about them, you can easily go to housing.mt.gov, or you can ask your realtor, like, hey, talk to me a little bit about fair housing. I don't want to get in trouble for discriminating against other people. So what do I need to do? What would be good practice? I can give you a couple tips. Ask yourself in the construction of your sentences, which are the language around the opportunity of your home for sale, does this create a narrow opportunity for anybody else? Does this single any particular person out? Just ask yourself, is that going on? And I'll tell you what, like the one that I find the most is usually familial status. Like, this would be a great family home. It would also be a great home for a single person, you know? So please don't single those people out too. You know, we can take it more specific and discriminate based on race and sex and even handicap status. Like, please don't do that either. So all great conversations to start with your realtor as you engage in your next real estate practice. And we discussed it right here on the Flathead Home Show, because that's what we do, friends. Hey, enjoy this wonderful holiday weekend. Have a great time with your friends, family, and others. And of course, as always, be well, be safe, have fun. And hey, Flathead, welcome home.